I'm speaking with Susan Costa, regent of the Wild Horse chapter of the DAR, also known as the Daughters of the American Revolution. Thanks for coming in, Susan, all the way from Coeur d'Alene.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. We're here to talk about the upcoming Constitution Week that the DAR is sponsoring, and that starts September 17th. But we really want to hear about the Daughters of the American Revolution. On that website, it's called NSDAR. What does the NS stand for?
National Society. It's a nationwide and global organization of women's service.
Global.
We have chapters all around the world.
And why are there chapters all around the world when this is an American group, so to speak? The revolution happened in this continental U.S.
It did, but our patriots came from all over the world and immigrated to America, and the ladies have migrated all over the world for whatever is drawing them to different countries. So there are chapters all over.
Wow, that's very interesting. So I think a lot of people have heard of the Daughters of the American Revolution, but why don't you give us an overview of the whole organization? As we were talking in the other room, you said its three main components are education, patriotism, and historic preservation. That's a wide scope of a mission. So why don't you just give us a really nice overview of what do you do?
It was started in 1890 by four very assertive, aggressive women that wanted to present the patriotism, preserve it for the American people. And in it, they came up with the best way to do that is education and educating the youth and preserving our history and preserving the patriotism that goes along with it. And we call that the three pillars of the DAR. So all of our service to America, and sometimes outside of America, because we do support the military and when they're around the world, it encompasses the education and the patriotism and the historic preservation, be it cemeteries, be it books, be it people, recognizing them and honoring.
Well, let's get into some of those actual details. When you say cemeteries, what do you mean by that? And what about books? What do you do?
Well, with the books, and I'm not real familiar with what is available other than the DAR library in Washington, D.C. is the largest library, I believe, next to the National Archives, which is not really a library, but it's open to the public. The DAR library is open to the public in Washington.
And what might one find there? It's a large library, so historic?
Historic novels, historic records, historic manuscripts. And then there's the museum that's part of the DAR, and they have a lot of artifacts in the museum, again, open to the public.
So really tracing the roots of patriotism and this country's history has been preserved. As
yes.
You say, that's part of the mission. And you also mentioned this is a women's service organization.
That is the only requirement, that you have to be a female on your birth certificate. Yes.
Okay. And why is that?
It started out as a women's service organization that the women needed to show their patriotism.
Mm-hmm. And another aspect that I'm reading from the website is it's nonprofit, but it's also non-political. And when you're talking about patriotism, some people use politics for, and that word together, but they use patriotism in a political way. We don't have to go into that. But when you say non-political, volunteer, women's service organization, how do you keep it from becoming non-political? I know that's a
good
question.
Good question, yeah. How mm-hmm. do you? It's a mantra that we say before we do anything or present anything. We make sure in our heart and our mind we are non-political. It doesn't matter what your political beliefs are, one side or the other. We are here to serve the American public, the military, the children.
Oh, great. So when we're talking about the children, education is a big component of the Daughters of the American Revolution. How do you integrate and facilitate that?
We have a lot of different education programs. Constitution Week is one of the biggest ones. But there's essay contests. There's the American flag. We have many, many committees, and the American Flag Committee is one of them. And again, everything incorporates that patriotism and preservation of our history. And it's really an open book as to different things you can do in the schools. And we start at kindergarten, pre-K. We have a committee called the Junior American Citizens that starts at pre-K. And it's to teach children responsibility and their patriotism for their country and what it means and where we came from. And it goes all the way up into different scholarships for high school.
Oh, that's wonderful. I remember a friend of mine had a store, it was a pottery store, and she had a stack of these little blue books called the Constitution or something like that. Do you have anything to do with that? They're small books with the Constitution written in them.
Those are available to the public. And yes, we buy them as DAR members and present them in different packets. We give them out to schools. And it's just the little pocket Constitution to always have with you.
Okay, so there's the Constitution Week coming up. It starts September 17th. How important is the Constitution to patriotism and history?
I believe Constitution is the heart of the DAR. And from there are three pillars of patriotism, education, and historic preservation emanate into every type of service activity that we can come up with. It is the founding, the date, September 17th, recognizes the day that the Constitution was signed in 1787. And it started out as, I believe, Citizenship Day. The DAR put forth a resolution, I was thinking, in the Congress. They put forth a resolution to the U.S. Congress that they wanted to have Constitution Week or Constitution Day. And that first year, it was so successful in 56, it was then put forth through the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Eisenhower to become an annual Constitution Week, and Constitution Day would always be celebrated.
Is it always the 17th?
Always.
Always. And it looks like it was signed as an adoption by the Congress, and Eisenhower signed it April 21st, 1955.
Right.
Right. So since then.
In 56, I believe.
Okay.
The first one was 1955. It was just promoted as Constitution Week.
Okay.
And it was so successful, they went back to Congress and said, this needs to happen every year. And then it was voted or signed into law. It was a California senator that brought it
Senator
to the Congress.
Noland.
Right. Yes.
I'm just reading from what you sent me. So, yeah, it was 1956 that it was actually signed as a designated week. Would you call it a celebration, or is it more of a holding it up and in honoring the Constitution?
It's honoring and preserving it, yeah, more than a celebration, because so many people don't know about it, and they don't know about Constitution Day and why do we have it. They don't know that date of 1787.
So how would someone, and is your group here, because you're the North Idaho group, is the Wild Horse chapter?
It's Wild Horse Trail chapter.
Trail chapter.
Because Wild Horse Trail is the historic site that comes right through Sandpoint on up to Canada. And there's a whole story behind the Wild Horse Trail.
Well, let's hear about that.
Well, okay. It was a trail started back before the Gold Rush, and the Indians, the Kootenai Indians, helped bring the settlers down, or the explorers down. And that became the Wild Horse Trail. And it came right down through Bonner And our chapter in historic preservation created a monument to the Kootenai Indians, and it's up on Highway 95, just outside of the Mirror Golf Course, just south of Bonner's Ferry. And it recognizes what the Indians did for the explorers, bringing them down through the mountains and the snow and getting them down here. And that's the Wild Horse Trail.
And so that's the name of the chapter of the North Idaho group that
yes.
is holding the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yes.
All right.
And just a little tidbit, if you have Google Maps, it will say when you are driving, it no longer says you are on Highway 95. It says you are on the Wild Horse Trail chapter on the odometer when you look at your car. And that was a surprise to a lot of us. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, if you look down, they do now say the Wild Horse Trail.
Oh, did you have anything to do with that?
Putting it, oh, no.
No, no.
I just looked and there it was on my odometer. And
Google.
I thought, whoa, yeah.
Well, that's a great story. So September 17th is Constitution Day.
Day.
What is being put together for that day?
On that day, another small activity is at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Bells Across America. And that is where the timing that in Philadelphia, when the Constitution was signed, they rang the bells in Philadelphia. So that one's not done as much here in the West because of the time differences. The kids are in school. But there are some schools that will make the effort to get little bells for the kids and let them ring them at 1 o'clock, which is equal to the 4 o'clock time back east. The East Coast chapters of DAR does very, very often, and the bells do ring.
So how do you bring education to children, say in the young years, because you mentioned preschool years, to recognize the importance of the signing of the Constitution, and the not just the signing, because it's one thing to sign it, and maybe that's part of the mission of the DAR, is to continue what was originally hoped for when they signed that Constitution. How do you bring that to young children? Is it through stories?
It's through stories, and there are lots of children's books written on the Constitution. And it's working with the teachers in the elementary and trying to get it into the younger grades. The curriculum for middle schools and high schools are very, very tight, and they have such a short period of time to cover so much information. And I wonder that if it's presented in depth enough, because I think education of our high school kids' age needs a lot of improvement in them knowing what happened. I mean, you can see when you ask kids questions on the street, on television interviews, they look at you like a deer in the headlights. They don't know, they don't remember.
Well, it's the depth of the writing and the signing of the Constitution, because people say, but it's my constitutional right. But what does that really mean?
There are so many things that people say, it's my constitutional right. I have the freedom to do this and that. Never in the Constitution, because maybe it's in the Ten Amendments, the Bill of Rights, or it's in the earlier Articles of Confederation before the Constitution. But the Constitution is not that long to read, and it is spelled out very, very specific as to what's in there. And a lot of things that we take for granted are amendments. They are not in the Constitution until it becomes an amendment and added to it.
So the Constitution was a perfect way to start this country as a free nation.
Right.
And so what could you tell me about the Constitution from your point of view that is maybe the most important thing of what it was saying or what it was trying to do?
It was providing a guideline of how to keep a country together and running on the same path, regardless of sides, political beliefs, the honoring of the freedom of what the ancestors fought and died for, but keeping everybody on the same path, which is one of the stories I've read that the Articles of Confederation did not do that, which is why it took so long to, after the war ended, to get the Constitution in. They just didn't deal with the things, combining all those 13 states and then as became 15 states and then 20 states. They had to have something cohesive to bring it together, and that was the Constitution.
So besides saying that we're free, what else does it say? I'm going to get a copy of the Blue Book because I've forgotten. But what is some of the tenets that holds a nation together in a non-political way? Well, such as what for you brought you into being the regent for the Wild Horse Trail chapter here in North Idaho? It had to do something with the Constitution that caught your attention and pulled you in.
The historic preservation is really, really important to me personally. It's my country. My ancestors died for it. I will never leave it. I will always fight in any way that I can. And the DAR is a peaceful way of fighting because it presents things, programs, and education that we can continue our Constitution and continue our freedoms that it provides for us. So preserving and serving to the military and honoring them, the veterans, honoring them, and like we talked about, the education, and then the historic preservation, the Wild Horse Trail, bringing that to light. And that encompasses more than just right here. It encompasses things all across the nation that is part of our history.
Back East is so rich with that kind of history because it was concentrated in the beginning, Philadelphia, you know, and things like that. But I'm thinking about new people that come to this country, immigrants that become citizens. Does the DAR help facilitate or integrate them into understanding what they're coming into as asking to be citizens?
They do. There's another committee that we have, and it is naturalization. And the chapters participate in the naturalization ceremonies all across the country. We don't have one here in North Idaho, so we participate over in Washington when they have them. And we do present them with the little blue book. Now I think they have red and white stripes on their cover, but the Constitution, American flag pins, the flag, we tell them what DAR is doing and how we can help them integrate into this country that they wanted to be a part of.
And by bringing the history of it alive, because when you think about it, it's pretty special. It's different. It's probably different than almost any other country in the world, how this country began. And you folks are holding that picture into the future.
We're keeping it alive. We are not going to let it go. There have been over 900,000 members in DAR since its founding. We have 3,000 chapters across the United States and the world, and we have over 190,000 current members. So it's not going anywhere. It just gets bigger and it gets better, and it becomes more encompassing. We find new ways to celebrate it and to promote it.
And to preserve our country. I was looking at your website, and right on the front, or the website of the DAR, is a little scrolling counter talking about volunteer hours. And it's constant, and it's always growing. It's a lot. All this is volunteer. Is that correct?
It's all volunteer. 100% is volunteer. It's volunteer time, energy, and money.
Mm-hmm.
And a standing joke between daughters, and that's what we call ourselves, is that DAR stands for daughters require money. Dollars are required. There it is. Dollars are required because it takes money, time, and energy to keep something alive, promote it, and make it better every day.
Is there any other organization that you partner with at times? I'm thinking about the flags on the gravesides of veterans that have passed. how, you know, flags in general.
We do. That's one up here in Sandpoint. We do the Westman Cemetery, and we provide flags for every veteran in Westman Cemetery. And we have currently just added Lakeview Cemetery. We do Wreaths Across America, which is another affiliate that we have that's national. And that's providing a wreath in December for every veteran across America. And we sponsor wreaths, and chapters do it all over. And Wild Horse Trail is also doing it. Like I said, we've just now adopted Lakeview. And that one's taking a lot of work because of some of the condition. But we are finding the veterans, and little by little, we will make sure they have the flags on Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and that they will have a wreath.
This is on their gravesite.
On their gravesites, mm-hmm. Right. And then that's another one of the historic preservation, is preserving Lakeview Cemetery. That's one of our goals in the next 2 years, is to clean up the headstones, repair them, help the current manager of the cemetery make it a patriot-type cemetery, pioneer cemetery. There's some very old veterans there. Not Revolution, but...
Well, the work that you're doing is so far-reaching. I don't know if we're even going to touch on everything. What about genealogy? I saw that word there. I'm not sure why.
Genealogy is an obsession for us ladies. It's a challenge to find the ancestors and to prove them, not just go onto a family tree on the internet and say, oh, yeah, that's an ancestor. It's to actually prove it. Find the actual documentation, which ties in to the preservation of documents, and find those land records and find those death records and the wills and the marriage certificates, and then to find the pensions that the ancestors applied for and did or didn't get for whatever reason. And that is, like I said, it's an obsession for a lot of us, that we just want to find patriot after patriot after patriot. And it's a big accomplishment that you say, I've proven my patriot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means something more than just finding his name on the internet, that maybe he was, maybe he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's proving
a connection. And so we've talked about the education, preserving patriotism, and the historic preservation quite a bit. Now let's really get into Constitution Week, and that starts September 17th, which is a Sunday, if I'm looking at that right. And so what is planned nationally, and what is planned with the Wild Horse Trail chapter?
The Wild Horse Trail chapter is a small group of ladies up here, and we have decorated the library, one of the library display cases out in the lobby, that promotes DAR, and it promotes the Constitution Week, because there are lots and lots of children that go through that door, and to get their attention and have them look at what's there, hopefully it draws them to read the right the books. I'm not sure that if we have the bell ringing set up yet with any of the schools. We get proclamations from the town mayors or city mayors that proclaims Constitution Week, and that's just a formality. But it's another way to recognize it and to put it out there. We promote the flag, and that ties in the flag committee, and talk about how the flag is part of it, how it's changed over the years, and what changes it.
So folks can go to the Bonner County Library, and there's a display, really nice display counter places there, and you have one of the displays.
One of the windows,
okay.
Out in the front.
Well, that's perfect. So that can happen. What about nationally? Is anything happening besides... what is happening nationally?
It's mainly individual chapter work and state work. Mm-hmm. And usually the chapters that are in the state capitals do the bell ringing. I know that we will be doing it down, I say we, DAR, will be doing it down in Boise on the Capitol steps. And that makes it kind of nice when they've got a large venue that they can present it on. And nationally, they're doing it back east as well.
Ringing the bell.
Ringing the bells.
4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
And that's what time the Constitution was signed into as a document of this country's...
Adopted by the Founding Fathers, and that it was presented out at the 4 o'clock was the bell ringing ceremony.
Well, that's really exciting.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have anything else planned? It's a week-long recognition of the Constitution. Just encourage people to read the Constitution.
To read the Constitution, know what's in there. Know what it provides for you and what it doesn't. Mm-hmm. To be able to talk about it and share that information with other people, friends of any persuasion.
Yeah. It's the basis of why we can stand here and do the things we do on a daily basis, is that moment in time when that document came about and set the course for this country.
It is. It is. And watching the amendments be attached to it year after year, or to know that they were added, and to find out what was in the base of the Constitution as opposed to what's been added due to changing times.
Right, and a whole different group of people. I don't think they make amendments to the Constitution very often.
They don't. They take a long time to go through the legislative process.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
I read 13,000 amendments, not even proposed formally, just, let's do this, let's do that. And we only have 27 amendments on the Constitution. So it takes a lot of fine-tuning and time.
Would you say an amendment is really an explanation of the original hopes of the founders, or from the Constitution point of view?
I don't think explanation. I think it's more inclusive of the changing times, mm-hmm. of what's required to keep a country together, mm-hmm. more than an explanation.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say or encourage people to do? Maybe I know what I would say. I encourage you to read the Constitution and remind yourself of what we're doing here.
I would. I would agree with you 100% to read the Constitution. It doesn't take that long. It's not hard to understand. Know what is in it and what you can do to help keep it alive and preserve it for history and share it. Sharing is the most important with the education in the kids. Mm-hmm. We have to educate our kids.
I agree with you 100%. I'm sure the Constitution is found online pretty easy. Just Google.
Very easy to find it.
And or buy a box of books, of the little books.
Go to the library. Use your library.
Okay.
There's so much in there to read about the Constitution. Read about the Founding Fathers. Read why they did it. Mm. Who was there? Who signed it and who didn't sign it? Know that everybody knows the name Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. They didn't sign it. They weren't there. They were part of it.
All right. And it's all because we had a revolution from England, and many people died, that they were able to write this Constitution.
Many years after that war, yes. Mm-hmm. Many years
they
after.
They felt it was important to put down some ideas and some guiding document that could go on.
They had to enhance the Articles of Confederation, which were first. They had to enhance them because of the growing country. They had to keep the country together. It wasn't just the little 13 colonies. It was territories that was out there, and they needed to keep a unity among all of us.
That's a big job. Do you think they did a good job?
I think they did an excellent job. I cannot think of a better place in the world that we could have what we have, right. The freedom.
And that Constitution that was drafted or was created says a lot and speaks a lot for us moving forward. So good job, everyone.
Thank you so much for letting us come and share this information with the people of Sandpoint and North Idaho.
Yeah. the KRFY listeners. And by the way, I've been speaking with Susan Costa. She's the regent for the Wild Horse Trail chapter of the DAR, also known as the Daughters of the American Revolution. Thank you so much, Susan, for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Susie.